I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. In 2019, the number of cases of measles in the U.S. has been on the rise. To talk about protecting children from getting the measles is Dr. Elizabeth Mack. She's the Division Chief for Pediatric Critical Care Medicine at MUSC Children's Health, and she's a spokesperson for the American Academy of Pediatrics. Dr. Mack, we're hearing about increased incidence of measles in the U.S., and parents are concerned. What's been happening in recent months regarding a surge in measles cases?
Thank you, Bobby. Recently, in the last few months, we've seen measles outbreaks. And one of the main sources of these outbreaks is when unvaccinated people travel abroad and then return with measles and then spread the measles to other mostly unvaccinated folks.
How contagious is measles?
Measles is very contagious. The virus that causes measles actually can live on a surface or in the air for up to 2 hours. So in other words, if an infected person touches the countertop or sneezes in one area of a room, those particles, the virus, can live just fine without any other assistance for the next couple hours. And so then an unvaccinated person who's at risk can actually acquire the virus in that way.
What do we need to know about measles, especially with regards to kids?
When the disease begins, it begins, unfortunately, with cold-like symptoms, which are really indistinguishable at that phase. And then often the rash develops. Measles can progress to pneumonia, encephalitis, which is an infection of the brain, and even death. So it can be quite dangerous. And prior to the vaccine, 450 people per year were dying in this country of measles. Certainly that number was nearly eliminated with the introduction of the vaccine. But unvaccinated children and adults are putting the rest of us at risk, and particularly infants, because the first vaccine is not recommended until 12 months of age. So the infants among us depend on the rest of us to be vaccinated.
What is the best approach then to prevent children from getting measles?
First and foremost, the vaccine is the most effective way to prevent measles. The vaccine series is a 2-vaccine series. The first one's recommended at 12 to 15 months of age, and then the second one recommended at 4 to 6 years of age. And with that 2-vaccine series, people can expect a 95% plus protection rate. And the other piece of that is that the vaccine is extremely safe.
Now, what about infants? Are mothers providing any sort of immunity to their newborn babies?
Mothers in general, their breast milk and their own antibodies that are passed on to the baby are somewhat protective. So the infant, if they were to receive benefit from the mother would, of course, need to be vaccinated.
Dr. Mack, what about older children, for one reason or another, who maybe weren't vaccinated on the recommended schedule? Can they catch up now and get the measles vaccination?
Yes. So children and adults who were previously unvaccinated can be caught up. They just need to talk with their doctor about how to do so. In some cases, kids and adults may not have been able to be vaccinated because of an immunocompromised position, and so their vaccine status may be delayed because of that.
Dr. Mack, thanks for information about the measles and measles vaccine.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.